This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping, the heads of the world's top carbon emitters, are meeting today in Paris just before world leaders convene a UN summit in search of binding measures to address climate change. The goal of the summit is to limit average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius. Jennifer Morgan is global director of the climate program at the World Resources Institute.
The most we can expect, I think, is that it's a real turning point, that at the end of the conference, between the climate pledges countries have put on the table, the agreement itself, the announcements that'll come from the Paris moment, that we can say 2 degrees is still within sight, and that there will be a material impact on the real economy starting the next day.
Summit and related international meetings run through December the 11th. Pope Francis is meeting today with members of the Muslim community in the Central African Republic. It's a day after he called on Muslims and Christians to support an end to the sectarian conflict. There had been 3 years of violence since the mostly Muslim rebel group Salika overthrew President Francois Bozizé. Killings by Salika triggered the rise of the mainly Christian anti-Balaka militias. A senior Burundian army officer was wounded during an ambush. Colonel Serge Kobanyura was shot over the weekend when unidentified gunmen opened first on his vehicle outside the capital, Bujumbura. Violence has plagued the East African country since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced back in April his intention to seek a controversial third term in office. He won the disputed election in July. This is VOA News. Voters in Burkina Faso Sunday voted for president and members of the parliament in the first election since a popular uprising ended decades of rule by Blaise Compaoré, who failed in his attempt to extend his 27-year rule. Union for Progress candidate Zéphirin Diabré called it a historic day. 5 million registered voters were eligible to select from among 14 presidential candidates. Vote counting underway right now. First results expected late today. Two U.S. senators on Sunday said the United States should be part of a multinational force in Iraq and Syria to defeat Islamic State militants. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham, both Republicans, told U.S. television from Baghdad Sunday the U.S. must take part in a multinational force that McCain, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says will have two key objectives.
First, you have to obviously take out ISIS, but at the same time, you have to establish a no-fly zone, which sends the message to Bashar Assad that he can stop barrel bombing the people and slaughtering innocent civilian men, women, and children, and driving millions into refugee status, which we are trying to cope with now.
Both McCain and Graham suggest the force required may need to be as high as 100,000, but Graham says it would be comprised mostly of regional troops. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
European Union agreed to a multi-billion dollar deal Sunday with Turkey on migration to address the flow of migrants into Turkey and then on to EU countries. Conflicts and instability in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and parts of Africa have forced large numbers of people to flee. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker concluded the Sunday's EU-Turkey summit in Brussels had been a fruitful meeting.
We were discussing with our Turkish partners the issue of resettlement of refugees coming from Turkey to European territories. The Commission has been tasked to prepare all the work needed in that relation from now to the 15th of December.
Juncker said the meeting and the agreements reached were the result of cooperation and comrade effort by all parties. Israel has suspended diplomatic contacts with the European Union related to the troubled Israeli-Palestinian peace process to protest an EU move to label products manufactured in Israeli settlements in the West Bank and other Israeli-occupied territories. Sunday's announcement caps weeks of rising diplomatic tensions with the EU. Trade bloc had sought to put pressure on Israel to ease the West Bank settlement expansion. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.